Hello, and welcome to another episode of Baby Steps, the first steps to understanding the paradox of parenting. My name is Danielle Ochieng, and I'm an early childhood education specialist by passion and profession with a degree in the same. I'm currently an early years curriculum designer and consultant, and I also run an early literacy program for children in underserved communities called Watoto Wasome Trust. So I've been working with children for over 10 years in different capacities, usually all in one: a teacher, counselor, guide, friend, confidant, actually everything. And this spans through all ages, 0 to 18 plus years, but I focus on the early years, and particularly 0 to 5, because it's the foundation of everything about children. So I was going to ask, who can guess, if you've seen the topic, I was going to ask, who can guess what this episode is about? And then I realized that, yeah, this is not a face-to-face interaction. So I'll just go on. Lol. So, drum roll. It's time for another Did You Know fact. This is an interesting one. So, did you know that according to some studies, having a daughter actually increases the life expectancy of fathers? That's exciting. Maybe because I'm a daughter, or maybe because it's just the reality. Yeah, I now believe that Did You Know fact has given away what today's topic is about. Dance With My Father Again, a classical song by Luther Vandross. I'd advise you to hear it, to look for it and listen to it. It actually speaks a lot about this episode within 3 minutes and within a beautiful voice. So I've been debating on whether to start with statistics or just to go on to the content of the topic, today's topic. And then I realized, Danielle, common sense dictates starting with statistics. So here we go. But before we go, a warning. Some of these statistics are very scary. If not all of them are very scary. And it's not my intent to scare, but it's always good to have facts, and I need this to drive my point home. And also, another disclaimer is I'm not here to judge anybody, not single mothers, not single fathers, because many of us are in that situation due to unavoidable circumstances. So I'm only here to share this, and I ask that you listen, because the statistics, the data, the information I'll share will actually open your eyes to a lot of things. And you see the importance of why it's important to let the kids dance with their father. So, on to the statistics. So, the statistics go higher. So, 63% of youth suicides, which we all know are on the rise right now, are by children from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists motivated with displaced anger come from, yes, 85% of all children who exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 85% of all youth sitting in prisons right now grew up in, yes, you got it, and a whopping 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. Now, these statistics majorly come from the US, but if we were to look critically also at our country, statistics are pretty much the same, and the rates are growing. Too many children come from broken homes or homes with absentee fathers or mothers, and the number rises by the second. Many kids are now just broken souls trying to survive through the day, and they grow up into bitter and angry teens and adults. I've been there, interacted with people who've been there, have friends who've been there. It's a bad place. It's a really bad place. It affects one's whole adulthood. Anyway, majority of this comes from home with absentee fathers for various reasons: divorce, separation, rape, death, poverty, single mothers by choice, and so on. And this topic was quite hard to handle. or hard to put together, because I had to kind of critically think about it, because you get so many responses or a few responses of people like, it's my life, it's my choice. If I want to have a child with no father, or I don't want him involved in my children's life, that is none of your business. And then the shaking of the heads. Sorry, I was enjoying shaking my head over here. Anyway, but seriously, I agree. It is none of my business. It is true, it is your choice. But my concern is about the child. It's about your child's heart and his mind and his holistic well-being. It hurts me to see and deal with children and hurting teens who ask themselves, what did they do wrong to deserve certain things that happened in their lives? What did they do wrong to not have their dads involved in their lives? What's wrong with them? They ask themselves this question, what's wrong with me that my dad doesn't want to be in my life? What's wrong with me that I don't know my father? Why is it that I keep on reacting this? Why am I angry? Why am I bitter? Why can't I stand men? Why can't I stand women? So many questions that they have no answers to. And lack of father figures is one of the most major, from the statistics I've just read, one of the most major causes of a lot of these things. Look at the rising rates of suicide among young people in the country and around the world. Just recently, I was seeing one of a young girl who committed suicide because her boyfriend in one of the universities here in Kenya was cheating on her, and she found out because she read his phone. And she's such a young, beautiful girl. It shakes me. It shakes me to the core. It's shaking the whole world. People are scared. People are in pain. But are we really doing anything? Do we really want to do something about this? There's always a reason behind it. All these cases and all these things. And I know the devil is not happy with it. He is at war with the home, and he will stop at nothing to destroy it, and especially destroy our young ones, because he knows that they have a lot of untapped potential for great things on this earth, and that they can make this place a better place. Many children, sadly, are hidden from their fathers, yet their only longing is to dance with their father again. I'm begging with all my heart. I know it's hard. I've got that it's hard. Sometimes it seems impossible, but as hard as it may seem, mothers, please, please allow your children's father to be in their lives, unless he abuses or hurts them. And the key word here is hurt them, not you. Just allow him to spend time and bond and love his children so they can grow emotionally and psychologically healthy and happy, because it's about them and not about us. It's about their growth. I mean, we've already grown. You know, whatever happened in our lives, happened in our lives. And if we can avoid certain things for our kids, please let us avoid it. Before I go on, I really, really need to clarify this. I am not saying that if the guy is abusive to you, that you just let him into your kids' lives. Because if they see him being abusive to you, trust me, that's what they're going to pick up. That is what the girls will grow up knowing, that I can be abused by a man and it's fine. And the boys will grow up knowing I can abuse women and it's fine. But to clarify, if he was abusive or is an abusive man and you want him back in your kids' lives, because the rest of this episode is going to show the importance of this, you need to set boundaries. Just like you do with kids. I'm not saying men are children. Anyway, seriously though, as you do with rules in everything, organizations, everything, just set the boundaries and say, Mr. X, I'd like you to come be involved in your kids' lives. I'd like you to spend time with them, get to know them. But we need to set boundaries. You will not disrespect me in front of the kids, not shout, not scream, no vulgar, no everything you want him not to do, let him do. Tell him about them so that he knows that is how it's going to be. And if he abides by the rules, well and good. Please let him see the kids. If it's not, tell him a second time. The first time he comes and he behaves like that, tell him, no, this is not going to happen. These are the rules. These are what we agreed on. And tell them that you want to set good examples for your kids and you want them to see both parents as good, so that nobody plays a good cop and nobody plays a bad cop. So it's all about setting the boundaries with the man. Let him know this is how it's going to be for the sake of our kids. Yeah, that's it. But let's go on. So psychologists and sociologists call this the father effect, as it is the umbrella term for the benefits of a paternal presence, which is a father. And it involves fathers being actively present, not the word actively, and participating in their children's lives. It's all about quality time. I always talk about that when it comes to children. It's quality time, quality time, quality time. Not just father sitting and watching TV with their child, because that's not interaction. A lot of research supports the reality that children with supportive fathers, it raises their IQ significantly compared to those without. This is not always the case, but a lot of studies show that it does raise their IQ significantly, and also the emotional intelligence. And all this support from their fathers is necessary right from birth. This, I'm all quoting research that I've read. So I will quote what a developmental psychologist from the University of Utah, her name is Danielle Del Prior. And I don't know if this is a calling for me too, lol, but that's her name, yeah? She has studied how fathers impact girls' sexual behavior. And please, if you're going to miss anything that I've said in this episode, be keen to note this one. She says, a father who is cold or disengaged may change his daughter's social environment and sexual psychology in ways that promote unrestricted sexual behavior, as numerous past studies find a link between low quality fathering and daughter's sexual outcomes, including early and risky sexual behavior. I think let's take time to ponder on that. But in case it's not understood, let me just go on. She did a well-controlled study with 101 sisters, sister pairs between 18 to 36 years old. And this study was well-controlled because it allowed her and her colleagues to examine how two women with similar genetics, mostly the same parents, who are raised under similar environmental conditions, might differ in their sexual risk-taking. And what she found out is that the girl or woman or lady who grew up with an active, warm father, and the other one who grew up with an active, in a broken home, or after their father became less engaged in their lives, the former one grew up to largely avoid casual and protected sex, while the latter often embraced it easily. Not to say that absentee fathers was the only contributing factor, but one of the most salient links between a woman and her sexual decision making was how close she felt to her father. And I mean this they were close in an appropriate way. Yeah. Danielle suggests that daughters might learn from disengaged fathers, which this fact scared me. It shook me. Like, I've seen it and I know it, but finding it again just scares me. She suggests that daughters might learn from disengaged or absentee fathers that they shouldn't expect men to invest meaningfully in long-term relationships, and so they settle for riskier casual flings, whatever kind of relationships they find, and they are actually more vulnerable to sexual predators and sexual abuse. Let's take a moment of silence to take that in. Okay, I'll move on. I hope we are seeing the importance of this thing and how grave this situation is. It's not just hearsay. It's formed by statistics. I have seen it in my life, my family, among my friends, among the children and teens I interact with. These facts are real. These facts are real. And I hope we're taking them in consideration, because it hurts to see the number of broken girls and boys we have in this society. But let me go on. So the definition, I've talked about disengaged dads. So I'll talk about what engaged dads are. Engaged dads are those who are warm, loving, and have meaningful interactions with their children. You know, stuff like doing homework with them, attending their children's events, not insulting them or being cold towards them, being loving and all that. For their daughters, it is actively and purposefully and with interest listening to them. I mean, which female doesn't enjoy or appreciate a good listening ear? It also involves learning about their lives, what's happening in their daughters' lives, showing up for their events, and providing a lot of emotional support. Because this is where a girl knows how she should be treated by men. This is how a girl, even boys, develop their self-esteem. This is how boys learn to be men from what they see, the interactions with their fathers and the teachings. And all these and more could protect against early and risky sexual behavior. Now just look at how the immorality in society is increasing. Children are engaging in sexual behavior from as young as 10 years old. In fact, this reminds me of something I think was actually very scary for me. I was seated, I think, I don't know what I was doing. I was in the sitting room. And I had the kids outside. This was over the weekend. And one child was about five, six years old. And he asked another child, a boy child, in Kiswahili, I shall translate, in Kiswahili, is like, ushaifanya tabia mbaya na mtu. So here, growing up, you are told tabia mbaya means bad manners, yeah? So his question was, have you ever done bad manners with somebody? Loosely translated, or the actual translation is like, have you ever had sex with somebody? So this is a 5-6 year old asking another child that. Yo, this scared me. Like, this shook me. You're probably wondering, why didn't I go to stop them? It was, our house is next to the back fence. So I was like, breathe. This society, immorality is increasing. Kids are getting involved in risky sexual behaviors at an early age. A lot of it, there are many other factors, but one of the contributing factors is absentee fathers. That's why I'm stressing the importance of having the child's father involved in their lives. And as fathers or fathers to be, please don't what we'll call kutanga tanga. Yeah? Having kids left, right, and center and saying providing for them is going to be fine, or you're just enjoying yourselves. You're killing a society, you're killing a child, you're killing a soul, you're killing dreams. And the mother might struggle to raise that child, but it will be so much pain and turmoil through that child. They'll make so many mistakes they would have avoided if you as a father was there. So provision for material stuff and their well-being is great. Yes, that is great. It's amazing. We commend you for that. But the emotional aspect is even more important. So please. Okay, let me move on. Dads, fathers, you just need to make a genuine effort. That's what fathers need to do. My appeal to mothers is allow them to do that. And if they don't know how to do it, because depending on the society they've grown up with, some don't know what these things are. Like spending time is what they call is the woman's work, you know. Just teach them how to gently, you know. Be gentle with them, because it's not automatic for anybody, especially for men. In fact, share this episode with him if you're in contact with him. If you're not, just share it with him and all other males you have in your life. Trust me, it will save a child. It probably could have saved you if your parents listened to this those many years ago, because I know many of us come from broken or abusive homes, and we can relate to a lot of this. And if we can evaluate our lives, we can see the pains we live in and the pains that we're living through, the heartaches we go through, and the bitter memories we have of our childhood because our fathers were not there, or our fathers were abusive, or they left, or whatever could have happened. So don't let this happen to your child. Don't let this happen to your sisters, your brother's child, your cousins, your aunties, your friend's child. Tell them about this. Share the information, share the episode. Let's reach out to as many people and save as many children as we can. I know things are different if the father is dead or behind bars. things, it makes things a whole lot different because it automatically nullifies or minimizes the interaction with their children. But that doesn't stop you from getting a trusted male figure in their lives. Why I insist on trusted is because there's a lot of abuse of children from relatives also, and close friends that you assume are close, but abusing the kids. As I said, you can also just get a trusted friend, relative, your brother, or any male to act as a father figure and show them how to do that. Boys without active loving dads have much higher chances of delinquency, drug abuse, aggression, behavioral disorders, suicide, and crime. You know, as I come to an end of this episode, my plea to mothers is that as much as it's possible, within your powers, within your love for your child's holistic growth, let your children know who their father is. Let them know where their roots are from. Don't hide it from them, because we've read what happens. And then sometimes, and in many cases, I know people who've decided they're going to look for their dads, and now with the internet and social media all over, they find them, and then they end up finding, or the dad convinces them that the dad didn't do anything wrong, and then they end up leaving you. And then now, as a mother, you feel like, oh my, I've raised this child for all these years, and then they've left me, blah blah blah. And then you go through pains. Just let them know who their father is, as much as it's in your ability, and let the father be involved in his children's lives, and with a loving heart. I insist with this. It's hard, but with a loving heart, show these men how to do that. Do it for the child, no matter how much, and I say this with all seriousness because it's a reality that's happening, no matter how much you hate the father, it is not about you. For heaven's sake, it's about the child. It's about the emotional and psychological growth. It's about who they'll become as adults and what they're going through as children. All the information that I've shared is just a tip of the iceberg, because this is a topic that can take forever, but I've tried to condense it into the most important things, and I believe what I've shared is intense enough to know how serious this topic is. The man, father, may be aggressive to you, but I know violent men who become like little harmless lambs when they're with their children. So let him love and nurture them too. Let him coach them on life choices and decisions. And for fathers, look for your children. There are too many children and we don't know where their fathers are. Please, if you had a fallout with a mother, apologize. Share this episode with her and tell her, imagine, this is what happens if I'm not in my child's life. And we don't want them to go through this. I know fathers, parents are separated, divorced, but fathers who take an active role in their children's lives, they decide as parents, you know what, we're going to put our differences aside. These are our children and their well-being is important. Just let him love and nurture them, you know. Fathers, as I've said, look for your children, get engaged in their lives, shower them with so much love, and correct them gently when they go astray. Yeah, because it's not all about spoiling them, because you also don't want to lose them in the process. So we also correct them in love. We've done previous episodes on that. And know, fathers and mothers, that your children are always watching you. They're always watching what you do, and what you do matters. Fathers, you greatly influence your children's social, emotional, and psychological development, and you strongly steer the direction they take as adults. You impact their self-esteem, their confidence, and how they view themselves. The role you take in your child's life is bigger, way bigger than you think. This episode has not even covered this, just a few minutes. It's not even covered the intensity of how important fathers are. Teach your sons how to be the men that women need, and teach your daughters how to be the queens that they are and how queens are supposed to be treated. This topic is dear to my heart. One reason is because I've been through it. And the thought of it, it hurts, you know. But we thank God, somehow we've managed to overcome. We've managed to restructure our thought processes, our views of men, our views of family life, our views of everything. Some of us are still deep, even those I know many of us listening to it are still deeply wounded, and our wounds are still open as a result of lack of fathers or abusive homes. My ask, my beg, my plea is that fathers matter too. Let them in your children's lives, and fathers, be involved as much as you can with all peace. Study on how to be the best father there is. You don't have to be perfect, because perfection is impossible, or through God it's possible. But please, please, I'm begging that let's reach out to our children. Mothers, let our children interact with their fathers. Let them know who their dads are. Reach out to their dads and tell them, I want you involved in the child's life because it's important. And also, don't forget to share this episode out. Let's help as many people as we can. Share, like, subscribe. And you can always reach me. Continue to reach me on my email, parentingbabysteps@gmail.com. I'll repeat, parentingbabysteps@gmail.com. Parentingbabysteps is all one joint word @gmail.com. Can't wait to hear from you again. God bless you, and all the best in trying to do what's best for your children. Bye.